Instead of looking in the rearview mirror, as mankind has done for countless centuries, even primitive man lived in what he called the cycle of perpetual return. Everything returned, everything repeated. And this pattern of perpetual cyclic return and repeat of world in time created in primitive man a sense of security. Just because it had all happened over and over again, he felt better. Now, when we begin to move at electric speeds, this repetition pattern no longer works. We begin to realize that we're living in a unique time and space, and we tend, instead of looking in this mirror of historical repetition, we tend to go through the looking glass with Alice into a world of space-time in which everything seems rather cockeyed. James Joyce has a phrase, all space in a not shall, meaning all space now, without any future or past, an eternal present. Electrically, we are compelled, as it were, to live in an eternal present of total involvement. We go right through the looking glass and make our own space and our own time. The herb, it orbs, we read in Finnegan. The city becomes planetary in its dimensions, and the planet becomes a small city. Harvey Cox, in his well-known book, The Secular City, insists that we have left the world as space and moved into an all-at-once nutshell of the world as time. The Greeks said, know thyself. Confucius said, behave thyself. Zen Buddhism says, express thyself. Christianity said, and says, change thyself.